finishing up Siman Tafmem Zayin. Sifir Alf, the Mechamer says, Bein Chamiz Shenesarev Kodem Pesach Vafel of Pesach. If Chamiz got mixed up before Pesach, and then Pesach passed, Bein Shenesarev Pesach Vafel of Pesach, or it got mixed in on Pesach, but all of Pesach passed. Bein Shavar Lachamitz, Avar Pesach Alachamitz, and Asar Lachar Pesach. Or if you have regular Chamitz that wasn't mixed in, and Pesach passed, and then it got mixed in after Pesach, no matter what, Batal B'Shishim. There we say 60 to 1 will be Mavatal. We don't say it's going to be Asur B'Mashu. Upachus Mishishim, Sagila B'Shachas Hanaz, Isar Liyama Melech. The Ramah says if you have less than 60 to 1, you could just take a Hanaz worth and throw that into the Yam HaMelech. The Mishmar quotes Sarchon and say, though, that even though this is going to be batal 60 to 1, you can't be ma'ariv it, you can't mix the chametz and l'chatchila before Pesach 60 to 1 in order to be allowed to eat it on Pesach. But you can mix it in 60 to 1 in order to be allowed to let it sit there until after Pesach. As well, the Mishnah says that this concept the Ramah says of throwing it into the Yam HaMelech is only true in the third case that the Mechaber is discussing, where it got mixed in after Pesach. But if it got mixed in before Pesach, or on Pesach, where you violated Bal Yirah on this mixture, then the only way you're allowed to eat it after Pesach, if it's less than 60 to 1, is by throwing in that into the Yam HaMelech, will only allow you to be Mutar Bahana. But Ba'achila, it's going to be Aser, because the Tam Chametz still remains. Sifir Beis, Chametz Nukshe, Afil Be'enei, Eino Aser Ba'anach or Pesach, V'hapidosh chametz gamar hein v'asurim b'hanach har Pesach. Ramah says, Yeshem non lisuch al hashulchanim klafim anikurim kartim b'Pesach. Some avoid playing with these klafim on Pesach. T'choshen shem yipo mechametz nukshem b'shebehen lisuch hamachal, because they're afraid chametz nukshem is going to fall in. B'diavet, if it did fall in, it was 60 to 1. So then some say it's aser, and some say it's mutter. Even though it's going to be mutter b'hanach after Pesach, Mishmar says that most Achronim agree that it is going to be Aser V'Achila, this Chametz Nukshe. What is Chametz Nukshe? We should clarify. Chametz Nukshe is Chametz which is not made for eating purposes. And it's really only Ra'i L'Achila Al-Yedei Ad-Chak. And it's something which the Chametz process started, but it was never completed. So example of this would be glue, which is made from flour and water, or Play-Doh. According to some things like that, that's going to be chametz nukshe, which is prohibited, but is a little bit more lenient than real chametz. That's it for Siman Taf Mem Zayin.